The three previous waves have been dealing with how to help your fellow human beings. First, care for them, then get them doing something productive, then help them understand and deal with the issues that are blocking them from solving their problems. Today's way deals with the final way you can help someone. Make him great by giving him inner peace. Don't just help him to solve his problem, help him get past it to achieve his potential. To make a person great, you have to find a way to get him to inner peace. And to get someone to inner peace, you need to understand what inner peace is. As we have mentioned a few times, a human being is a soul with a body. The soul is driven for spirituality, goodness, meaning, accomplishment. The body wants comfort. Spirituality, goodness, meaning, and accomplishment require discomfort. So the body fights against these things. The result is that every human being starts out with a war between the body and the soul. Judaism understands that you can't escape from the body. If you try to ignore it or suppress it, like Catholic priests or Hindu mystics do, it takes its revenge in other ways. That is why one of the biggest issues in the church is pedophile priests. But giving into it or even compromising with it is not the answer either. A human being is a soul, and the soul will never be content with letting the body do its thing. That's why even a powerful, successful dictator like Hitler was an insomniac who had to surround himself with people he could preach to for hours every night. The equally powerful Mao Zedong had to take an amount of sleeping pills that would kill an ordinary person. Their soul was sending them a message and kept them from being at peace with themselves. So how can you successfully fight this war? The first level in dealing with this war is to learn to control the body. Rav Noah compared it to the case of Siamese twins. You are one of the twins, and you're a respectable, sophisticated person. Your twin is disreputable and wants the wrong things. But you can't get rid of him. So what do? You have to train him. Teach him that it is in his interest not to shout out at business meetings. Force him to be respectable, even if it is against his nature. With great effort, the soul, using its power of free will, can work to harness the body and prevent it from interfering with the soul's purposes. But it isn't an easy battle, and you won't feel inner peace. You'll achieve goodness, but not greatness, because the body will make doing the right thing so difficult. To get to a higher level, you have to get the body on your side. Although the soul can never make peace with the body can make peace with the soul. We see this on a daily basis if we go to gym. Gym is something for the soul, which recognizes that a healthy body is necessary to accomplish more in life. The body at first does not want to take the pain. But if you push yourself and continue to work out, something changes. The body gets to like the feeling of health. If you don't go to gym for a few days, the body will tell you that you should go back. This process is really the key to growth. A poor child born in Soweto might have a desire to hijack cars and need to fight his body to overcome it. You don't have that problem because it's clear to you that it is wrong and counterproductive. Your body doesn't even consider it. But when it comes to white-collar crime, you might be challenged until the time when it becomes clear to you that any dishonesty is wrong. Then you reach a new level of growth. On that issue, you've achieved inner peace. Our service of God works in the same way. For those of us who are Bali Tshuva, it wasn't easy at first to keep Shabbat. The body complained about the soccer game it was missing or the program on TV. But after being committed to keeping Shabbat and living that way, the body made peace with it. It joined the soul in looking forward to the peace of Shabbat, the nice meals, the family time. The more clarity you have about what the right thing is and the more you are committed to doing it, the more the body will go along. The person who is fully committed to being a soul will be the one who has true inner peace. His enemy has become his ally. From this understanding, we can appreciate the most powerful way to help your fellow human beings. Make them great by giving them inner peace. Get them out of their problems by helping them to live more as a soul. How do you do this? Get people into a cause that is greater than themselves. When the soul is committed to an ultimate cause, the body forgets its problems and enjoys going along for the ride. Of course, there are many false causes, and a false cause won't give you inner peace. The soul will not go along with saving the whales as an ultimate cause, or even global warming. Islamic fundamentalists think they have an ultimate cause, but it doesn't satisfy them. That's why they're such angry people. The real ultimate cause in the world is God's cause, bringing people toward the time when God will be one and his name one. There are many different levels of this. To introduce secular people to Judaism will give them more meaning and some inner peace. The more Torah becomes part of their lives, the more peace they will have. But the most powerful way to get people to inner peace is to get them totally committed to God's cause. Get them working on bringing the Jewish people back to God, or helping the Jewish people in Israel, or being Torah scholars and teaching Torah to others. A person truly involved in these things will have no time for the pettiness of the body and its desires. By giving a person a mission and a responsibility, you can totally change his or her life. The Talmud gives an example. When one of the great rabbis died, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi asked in his Beit Midrash, Does this rabbi have any children that we can honor? His student said, he has one son, and every prostitute in the city knows him. Rabbi Yehuda went looking for him on the bad side of town. He found him with a lady on each arm, walked over and gave him smicha, rabbinical ordination. The young man said to himself, I'm a rabbi now, I have to learn. He went back to the Beis Midrash and became a great rabbi himself. His new level of responsibility was enough to allow his soul to conquer his body. Give the right person the right responsibility, you bring him or her to peace. And you yourself become great by doing it. Achieve your own inner peace by giving peace to others.